football season. They attribute this to multiple people with knowledge of the decision. Power Five conference commissioners met on Sunday to weigh the risks of playing during a pandemic. No decisions there yet, but analysts say it does not look good.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We definitely need some rain, and the news is getting a little bit better this week as far as the number of storms that'll be around. There'll be a generous supply of evening showers and thunderstorms around until they fade out tonight. Overnight low 75. But then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, with high temperatures in the mid-90s, your odds of encountering a storm are even better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, still random in nature, more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is being hosted by essential personnel wearing masks.
Now, on with the show.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer. So help me, Randolph Scott.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello.
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Earnest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Earnest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Earnest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Earnest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, hello, everyone. Mr. Knowledge here at Knowledge Labs. And I am Mr. Knowledge because I know everything. And today we're talking to my scientist friend from Russia who simply goes by the name Igor. How are you, Igor?
Mr. Knowledge, I am doing well.
And you have brought us something today. You know, in these strange times we're living in, a lot of us are now required to wear surgical masks when we go outside to halt the spread of disease. Now, Igor has come up with a new mask. And what it does, well, Explain it to him, Igor.
Yes, Mr. Knowledge. The mask, you breathe in, but you do not breathe back out through your mouth or nose.
Well, that is very interesting. Here, let me put one on.
Well, it's kind of comfortable. It's not very bad at all. And I'm breathing normally now. So the air does not come back out through your nose or through your mouth. That way people don't get infected if you have any sort of virus or anything. Can you tell me where the air comes back out from?
Well, Mr. Knowledge, it is kind of hard to explain.
Yes, but I know the air has to come out somewhere, because if it didn't, you'd explode.
That is correct, Mr. Knowledge. You would indeed explode.
Does it come out through the ears?
No.
Does it seep out around the eyeball?
Oh, no, not there either.
Well, this is a very interesting invention, and perhaps later in private you can tell me where the air comes back out from. That's very interesting to me.
Yes, I would be glad to tell you later.
Oh, and by the way, I understand that a very high-ranking official in the government was instrumental in getting you the funding to develop this project. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Knowledge, that is correct.
Can you tell me his name?
Yes.
Well, what was it?
Putin.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Well, Igor, thank you for coming in today and showing us your new invention. And on your way out, could you crack a window for me? I think Mrs. Knowledge left something burning on the stove.
From our super secret studio, where the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show.
Wow.
Are you tired of being lied to?
Yes.
Have you been a victim of the bait and switch one time too many?
Yes.
Well, sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a guy who's tired of it too. Today it's Forget the Fakes on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And he's here somewhere. Where are you?
He's floating.
Hey!
Oh, there you
are. Here I am, Rusty. I'm right here.
You're still,
no fake about it.
You're still on that that fact-finding mission.
Yeah, we'll be back live in the studio tomorrow.
Finding facts. Well, I'll tell you one fact.
Touring the country in a giant bubble.
Yeah, if you hear there's an accident on I-85 at Ann Street, and that's the way you got to go to get to the radio station, don't wind up like I did on Carter Hill Road.
I heard there was a wreck.
Yep, and we were traveling at the speed of smell.
Mm.
It was stop and go. It took about 20 minutes to get from where Martin's is.
Yeah.
To Perry Hill.
Oh,
you could just stopped off and had a meal.
I could have ran.
You could have walked
down
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did get off of the interstate because it was getting backed up to 65. There was an accident. And then there was another accident. I guess somebody came along and did not notice there was an accident in front of them.
Mm.
And, but luckily, we don't have any fake news or fake reports.
Never.
Here, our reports, Wendell doing the traffic and everything, he's always spot on about that. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, David, right?
That's right.
Stuff that the fakes,
right.
How the fakes get you.
You know, there's a lot of things that are fake that can help you, but most things that are fake would hurt you. For example, you know, in the football game, there is this thing called the fake off. Or, you know,
quarterback
you
sneak.
Know, where you quarterback sneak, fake, whatever. It's all about faking somebody into thinking that it was going another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the military, they have these things where they fake the enemy into thinking, you know, that they're being attacked or something else is going on and they're heading in the wrong direction or something like that. This has been going on for a long time. You know, the story of Troy. Where the where they faked them with a toy.
It was a Trojan horse, right?
Big old,
yeah, they were
horse.
Spartans had
it. And after the war, they began making pharmaceuticals. I won't go any further.
Well, you're kind of stretching that a little bit.
Yes,
but
anyway,
went into business with Mr. Knowledge.
I was only ribbing you. I was.
anyway, fake.
is a
word that's been around, and it's something that's been used for a long time.
Yeah,
it's even got so bad now that the two political parties use it, and they call it now, and Trump uses it a lot, fake news. You
right.
know,
there's no such thing. What do you mean?
Back in the early days of, like, let's go back to Walter Cronkite. Everybody believed everything Walter Cronkite said.
You know, they said one time they thought Walter Cronkite could be elected president because he was so well trusted and so well liked.
He just gave
the news. And I really think he did tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that he told everything the way he saw it without any fake to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I truly believe that times have changed.
Oh, yeah.
I do think that faking has been around for a long time, you know, like faking you're sick so you don't have to go to school. You know, any kind of thing that's faking. But, you know, faking is lying.
Yeah,
essentially.
And that's really the problem. We're so tired of being lied to by the news media. Mm-hmm. We're so tired of being lied to by the government. We're so tired of being lied to by the politicians. We're so tired of being lied to by folks that are trying to get something out of us. You know, like the, you know, advertisements. You know, a lot of advertisements are just not true. So, you know, you've got to have these things called common sense, I guess is what I'm trying to say, where you can filter. You got to have a filter.
Uh-huh.
And the filter, thank the Lord, thank goodness, that we had someone, and whether you agreed with this gentleman or not, Rush Limbaugh, he did bring out the call-out feature, the call-em-down, the call-em-out feature.
Right.
And that's called talk radio. You know, we have really, really, really changed fake news because we can call it like we see it. And the news media can't really control us. You know, you've got the... You got like three major, now maybe four or five major news medias.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really control the renegades.
I mean, at this point, it's pretty much two major ones. And, you know, who knows? They may be owned by one.
Well, yeah.
They pit it against each other, you know?
You never know who's
pulling the strings.
From behind, yeah.
There's an agenda.
Oh, yeah. And you watch CNN, or you, I don't, but I do go by there once in a while. I'll just stick my head in and see what's going on.
Right.
And I tell you what, it's just like a hate fest for Donald Trump.
It's pretty biased.
Oh.
You know, there's that story. If Donald Trump was out on the boat with the Pope,
mm-hmm.
and his hat blew off, the Pope's hat blew off, and Trump jumps down in the water, walks over to the hat. Picks it up and brings it back. CNN, 15 minutes later, Trump can't swim.
Right.
I mean, no matter what he does, they're going to turn it around and make him try to look like a bad guy.
Right.
And that's right.
And he's taking food out of children's mouths and all. I mean, it's just terrible.
They're like,
but you know what they're doing to themselves? I mean, everywhere I go, whether these folks, I talked to some people yesterday from Indiana, I talked to some people from Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
I talked to some people from California, I talked to some people from New York, I talked to some people from Illinois, et cetera, et cetera. They all think like we do. Everyone I talk to has something that they worked for. You know, they got retirement money. They're not super wealthy. You know, they're the middle class.
Right.
The basic middle class that is concerned about what's going on. And I asked them, I said, you know, I'm down in Alabama and you guys up there in Wisconsin. What do you think about Antifa? And they just shake their head and said, man, I am so worried about this country. I said, you're way up there in what we call Yankee land. and you're worried about it too. Yeah. And do you have any guns? Oh, you betcha. I got lots of guns. And they better not try to come again. And I'm going, this is not just the South trying to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just the South calling them out, my friend. It's every human being that's middle class working that has any kind of mind still left, knowing that they're coming after us and they're trying to fake us into believing that they're not doing it. It's like trying to fake us with an end around.
Right.
You know, we're going to tackle them head on, though, come, you know, November. We've got to save our own country. We've got to do it.
Well,
and it's not just the South.
I think people are getting sick of it, too. I mean, you know, really, it's a little bit insulting, I think, to think that people would be believing every single thing that they hear.
Well, I tell you what, I came up with a great money-making idea.
What's that?
Over the weekend. I was going to try to get to have Sturgis down there in Seattle.
And bring the bikers.
And then make it a pay-per-view. $800?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pay. Yeah. Oh, that would be carnage.
You might balance the budget.
I might do it that way. And I was listening to somebody earlier. I think it might have been on the news, on television. The market is like just wide open.
It did well today.
And it's up there.
Yeah.
Now would be the time to probably make a move toward protecting your assets, because they're already talking about no football now.
Right.
They've come out and said there's not going to be any college football.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then they're talking about what else? Another wave of the COVID.
Yep.
And I could have sworn I heard them say the third wave. I thought we were still in the first.
I mean,
well,
did we ever get over the first?
I don't think so. But now would be a good time to call David Ernest.
2797-431.
There you go.
Please
call. Thank you, guys. I mean, look, it's probably a fake market. It's probably fake. It's probably not really supposed to be that high. My personal feelings are is that it's just full of hot air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people say, well, it's going up. I get it's going up.
It goes up, it goes down. It's going all over the place.
But why is it going up in the midst of all these bad things?
Well, you know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think that they're faking them off about the virus getting a vaccine on time.
Uh-huh.
I think they're faking them off about a lot of things. Look, I know that Trump has to play politics. I know they're going to blame him for everything that has ever happened in this world. And, you know, if something's wrong, it's his fault. But the truth of the matter is, it's not any of his fault. None of it. It's the folks that sent it to us fault. And that's
mm-hmm.
China. It came from China, my friends. It came from Wuhan, China.
Well,
and that's the fact.
Now, have you seen, and I think I've asked you about this, and if you hadn't seen them, you need to look. I know you've probably seen the Hodge twins.
Yes.
They are hilarious. You know, they've kind of cleaned it up a little bit because, I mean, some colorful language kind of slipped
were,
in there.
Yeah,
yeah,
really.
But the thing was, people were saying, look, we want to play you on the radio, but
yeah,
we don't have time to edit stuff, and they're kind of calming it down, and they're hilarious. But they were on today. They sell shirts as well. They're comedians, so they have
on about a lot of things.
But they got one shirt. If it comes in big boy sizes, I'm gonna get me one. It says they call it the Chinese virus because it came from China, and they're standing
there,
and I'm like, yeah, I need me one of them just to get a fight started at Walmart. Oh,
you know,
and I done got jumped on twice about going the wrong way in the aisles of Walmart.
Oh, don't go the wrong way.
And I've been trying to be.
Oh, yeah, don't. That's not the way to travel.
Well, the one today, she didn't really get on to me. I thought I was going the right way, and she's coming up there. I'm like, oh, shoot. I look around, and I'm going the right way. She says, I know I'm going the wrong way. I said, ma'am, it don't matter to me which way you go. I said, but I'm a one-time loser already.
Perform a three-point turn.
Yeah.
And
I get another ticket. I'm liable not to get to come back to the Walmart.
Oh, man.
But
I don't know why they do all that stuff.
No, they're trying to keep everybody. Yeah, it's like herding cattle. Mm-hmm. You got to keep everybody.
I heard something years and years ago. I was probably in the fifth or sixth grade. And one of my teachers during the summer went to Russia. And so she went to Russia and sightseeing and seeing everything over there. And somebody told them that this place out there, they got the squares out there are black and white.
Okay.
And it told them that do not walk on the black squares. And she said, why? I said, well, because it's against the law to walk on the black squares. You got to walk on the white squares. And so as a gentleman in their party kind of got his camera out like he was taking pictures looking up. Well, he wanders over into the black squares. Uh-oh. And they came out there, and they got their guns and everything, and they're, you know, telling him he should get back into the white squares. So that's what I'm thinking, you know. They did that back then. What are they doing now? You got to wear a mask. You got to go a certain way up and down the aisles of Walmart.
Well, you know, now they're saying the United States is in worse shape because, you know, we don't like being told that. Listen, in my opinion, and I think this is it, the reason why the United States is so great is because we are a bunch of folks that don't like being told what to do all the time.
You can't go to the moon. Hold my beer.
Don't tell us we can't do something.
Right.
And, you know, don't tell us we can't have our guns. Don't tell us that we're not better than the Russians or the Chinese with technology. Mm-hmm. Don't tell us that we can't build a bridge that goes across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell us anything. Don't tell us things that we can't do. But the other thing is, don't tell us that we have got to do something that we don't believe is right.
Right.
And that is to come in on our rights. Now, I'm not saying that masks don't work. I can tell you the truth. I believe that they don't know how good a mask is. I don't think that they really know that masks really work. They may work, they may not work.
Mm.
I think I've been reading a lot about it. I do think that they work somewhat, especially the N95s, okay? But as far as like, will it drop dramatically? How many people are sick and this, that, and other. I just don't see the numbers that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that mainly the problems are, you know, a lot more than just a mask. I think it has to do with the way some countries interact with each other. For example, the French, they really like to kiss.
Oui, oui.
They like to kiss everybody.
Uh-huh. My little turtle dog. Suckling
blue. You know, maybe that's where the French kiss came from. I don't know. But anyway, it can be kind of disgusting, you know. They pass a lot more germs than we do, and they probably pass a lot more
I actually met a French dude one time. And when I first met him, we were doing this thing. It was on a New Year's Eve. It was 2000. It was 1999 turned into 2000. So everybody thought everything was going to blow up anyway.
Right.
We parked our radio station van out there. And boy, he just went berserk because we had it. Well, that's where we had to have it. Well, later on, after midnight, everybody's glad the world didn't blow up. Everybody done had a few. He walks up. Dude's name was Francois. He's so glad to see me. He runs over and he gives me one on the right cheek and on the left cheek, and I'm like, "Oh, Francois, so good to see." But it wasn't like Pepe Le Pew. He wasn't like, trying to take me away to the Casbah or anything, you know. But you know,
even
a kiss like that, he's got germs, you know.
Right?
Yeah, they just have different ways of doing things. Uh-huh. How far apart they stay.
This is cultural difference.
Classification of these viruses, they say that already there's like three kinds of
COVID-19. There's Corona Light. There's
Corona Extra.
Yeah. Corona Extra, yeah. But, I would hate to know that my product was named after the most dangerous virus on the planet. But, you know, they're still advertising. And there's still Corona in the store,
I tell you what, right at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was, you know, getting their groceries for 2-3 weeks worth of who knows what was going to go down, I saw that all the beer was sold out except for Corona.
Yeah.
I wonder if people actually thought that was how they were getting it.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It just didn't have a good feeling about saying it and drinking at the same time.
A quick update. Our friend Bubba from downstairs is back home.
Oh, good.
And back on the air. He's doing well. He said it was pretty bad. But he's on the mend.
It can be bad, and they're learning a lot about it.
Uh-huh.
The cytokines and the the cytokine storm. It, most of that has to do with the innate immune system, which has to do with histamine and the T cells and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of truth to it. There's a lot of truth to why Trump was taking the drug he was taking. You know, we are lied to a lot about things. I mean, Trump has some internal information from scientists and people and other folks. You know, they try to make it look like he doesn't know anything. He knows a lot more than they're giving him credit. That's not fake news again. You know, and the other thing is when they say, you know, don't worry about this. Just don't even concern yourself about the economy. That's fake news, too, from my viewpoint. If you're not concerned at all about your retirement at this point in time, especially if you're older, say, like over 55 years old.
You're being misinformed.
You're being misinformed. You need to be very careful because it could be a fake. We might be in the tank here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? All this stuff about the economy is fake. It's being propped up by the Fed's guy. It's not real. It's fake.
I had an idea just a moment ago when we were talking about this. You know who's who we say is supporting the Antifa and the terrorists? I'll call them that. Yeah, the terrorists. You know who's supporting them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe he's supporting the stock market to inflate it? Artificially. And make us get us in a sense of security and then pull all of it out at the last minute?
I mean, like Lucy
holding the football for Charlie Brown?
I'm sure that there are people watching what trades are going on. I mean, but that guy owns so many companies. He could strategically do a lot.
From what we've seen, anybody can be bought.
Right.
The stock market can be a wonderful thing long-term, guys. The stock market can be a wonderful thing if you get the right stock long-term. The stock market can be a devastating thing to you on a short-term level if you're about to retire. I'm talking about like anywhere from 1 to 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it can devastate you.
Yes.
The stock market can devastate you if you buy the wrong stock. If you buy the wrong thing, if you get into the wrong deal, you can be ruined. But if when they tell you, don't worry about it, is to me, that's just faking. You need to worry about it. You need to worry about things. That's like saying, hey, you can't catch the coronavirus. That's not true. Mm-hmm. You can catch it, you know. Would some people be more prone not to get it? Absolutely. Type O people, that's ABO typing, type O, they're 30% less. They don't know why. They're
talking blood type. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Blood type. See, there's a lot of things that they don't know. They know that if there's certain types of steroids, if they give them really fast in the early stages of infection,
mm-hmm.
you do rather well. The drug companies, the vaccine companies and all these other folks that are looking for making a fortune off of those companies, they don't want you using those cheap 100-year-old drugs.
Right.
They want to come up with something where they can charge you through the nose. Look at them. They've already created a way to make a medication that costs $5 or $10 before Obamacare turned into like $3,000 or $5,000 a month drug. They're just a bunch of lying fakes, okay? You want to know the truth? They're after our money, and you got to be careful. Once you get you get some money saved up, you've got to conserve it. Asset preservation, my friends. Don't fall for the fakes.
There you go. And speaking of commercials, we're going to take a commercial break.
Let's do it.
And we'll be back shortly with more from David on how to save those assets and keep people's grubby little fingers off your dough. Call David 279-7431. We'll talk to him again in just a couple of minutes.
Sounds good.
This is the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
If your car won't start, call the mechanic. If your hamster's sick, call the vet.
But if you need help with your portfolio,
who you gonna call?
David Earnest. 334-279-7431. He can help you with all your financial needs.
Ain't you got no mom and daddy to tend to it?
You don't want to bother your mama and daddy with that?
I can help you if I don't give out first.
No, that's fine, Carl. You just help yourself to some French fried taters.
All right, then.
Can we get serious?
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Earnest.
All right, then.
Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
Are you scared?
Don't be. David Earnest has over 30 years of experience. Call David Earnest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Earnest.
All right, then.
I feel good.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Earnest. You know, David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. And one more thing you need to know about David.
He's my little old dream boy.
So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Too funky up in here.
Got to be funky.
Yeah.
We ain't faking.
No, we ain't faking. It is a natural fact that we're right here. Uh-oh. Wrong fade right there. It's a natural fact we're right here on the radio. Woke up in a cold sweat.
I was just about to say, you're going to have me waking up in a cold sweat.
That was cold sweat part one. I don't know where the other part was. A lot of people did that. They came out with the song part one or part two, and there's never another part.
Interesting fact about James Brown.
Yeah?
It'll take us off subject, but it's a good story.
Okay.
So he would say, yeah, or I gotcha. You know, like you would hear him say those things live. He was listening to his band.
Uh-huh.
And he would fine the drummers, especially, if
they were off beat,
missed something or whatever. And, you know, it's just funny.
And I worked with a guy who actually worked for James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He was a road guy. And he said that James got paid in cash.
I believe that.
And said they would come out with these boxes and boxes of money to pay James before the show started.
Before.
And this just be a lesson to both of you gentlemen. If it's somebody you admire and you really like their music and stuff, don't read a book about them or watch a movie about them. Because this movie about James Brown, I'm sure it was very informative, but James was not a very nice person.
He was a little bit off his rocker.
James was a nut.
And, he liked drugs.
They say it was true to his life, you know. He's still the funketeer, you know. He's still the hardest working man in show business, you know. And I'll tell you who the hardest working man in the asset preservationist is.
Who?
It's David Earnest.
I would agree with you.
Makes you want to jump back.
I hear you guys talking about me.
There you are.
You can call him. You know, if you want, if you want to meet the man himself, 279-7431.
Ow!
He won't find you.
Yeah, hey, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to meet folks. I love to sit down and talk to people about what's troubling them, you know. And, the amazing thing is just about every one of us are worried about the same things. That's not even a fake. That's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it amazing that we're all worried about the same thing?
Well, I think we've been led to worry about some of the same things.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can't trust the government. We can't trust what's going on. When we sit back and we're so appalled about you want to defund the what? You want to deface the who? You want to do this? You want to do that? Tear the face off of a statue. Tear the face off of an angel statue is bad. Did you hear about that one?
I saw they set one on fire.
An angel. There was an angel overlooking a graveyard, supposedly, a Confederate graveyard. They came in and defaced the angel. Now, folks, whether you agree with you know, the honor of the forefathers that were fighting for their homes, not necessarily for slavery. I don't believe they. I know most of them were fighting for their lives to live, to breathe. You know, and we were about to be invaded from the north because they wanted our tariff money, guys. They wanted our money. Let's speak the truth. Put the history books the way they're supposed to be. But to come and deface an angel's face just because they're in a graveyard.
Well,
still an angel, guys.
They were over they were over there in Seattle burning, I think it was Seattle, burning Bibles the other night. So I really don't think they care what they set fire to.
They said that the Bibles and the Protestant and the Baptist were mechanisms of the devil.
Yeah.
Now, guys, when you start saying that a good old Southern Baptist, a good old Southern Christian is a devil, you are getting in some really dangerous territory, especially if you're up around Seattle and Portland. You better watch out. Them angels may not be watching out for you anymore.
There you go.
I'm not judging. I'm just stating a fact. I'd be afraid to do these things to your fellow man. We don't go around defacing, you know, mosques or other religious organizations.
Which have not been closed, by the way.
No.
They haven't closed.
I mean, everybody has freedom of religion, you know.
That's...
We should be able to continue to be able to pray at a ball game, too. But, you know, that's insulting somebody. But when you get down on your knees and in front of an American flag to degrade that flag, there's a problem. You know, we as a nation have problems. No wonder we don't believe everything. We think everything that comes out of those liberals' mouth is fake lies, you know? And when they tell us everything's okay, that everything's going to be all right, I think they're lying.
I mean,
you guys can comment on it.
Now, we agree. I mean, you know, I think there's just so much. There's so many people now, the millennial generation, that just believe that everything should be given to them. I don't know where they got this idea. Now I think, what did Leah say? She was Generation Z?
I don't know.
What's next?
I don't know.
Generation A1? Generation A1, you start over, you
know? I find that offensive. You can't, yeah. I mean, you know.
A1's a pretty good steak sauce.
Pretty good steak sauce, yeah.
I wouldn't really want to be named after a steak sauce, but I guess I had to be.
Skip to A2, I guess. But the thing is, I mean, when we were coming on up, as the old folks say, I mean, we were taught that we had to work to get what we wanted. I started cutting yards when I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And then when I was 14, I got promoted to working in the grocery store. Cutting yards was a lot easier. It was hotter, but it was a lot easier.
I believe.
And I've worked ever since until I couldn't.
Well, Matthew is almost not a millennial, but he's in that generation.
I was born in 82.
You're the back end of it there.
Well, you know, I had a lot. I was close to my grandfathers, and one especially was he fought in World War II. He was on a minesweeper, and he told me a lot of stories about, you know, the stuff you think about when you're out there for 4 years on a naval vessel that's trying, you know, you got kamikaze pilots trying to blow you up.
And they're nuts, man.
Yeah.
I think that's what kamikaze means in Japanese is
basically,
they're nuts.
Basically.
Actually, it means the divine wind. It's kind of like the, you know, the guys blowing themselves up.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go right up to heaven and get a bunch of virgins
that,
and stuff.
They believe that they went to the, what was it, the rising sun?
I don't know, but they crashed planes into
they had their funeral before they left.
And if you went back home after a mission, you were disgraced.
You better find something to fly that plane
into. You're supposed to go kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, they had no landing gear on their airplane.
No,
I didn't
they
know
were
that.
Loaded with explosives.
It's like the stock market not having a landing gear or a parachute if it starts dropping, guys. Landing gear means you expected to crash.
He's like, some of you boys ain't coming back. Mufuso, Hakamoto, you two of them.
Right. But what I'm getting at is, I don't know. Respect is a big thing, and that's something that is totally missing
from society right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we should respect our elders. We should respect people that, you know, have put their self second so that other people could, you know, have freedom and have the things that we have and the rights that we have. And then, you know, you've got a misled, miseducated group of people that have an agenda.
Well, I've got nothing against somebody that makes ceramics. But if you've got $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 worth of student debt and you got a PhD in pottery,
right?
Well, I mean, you deserve to have to pay that back. Because unless you invent some new kind of pottery that cures some kind of disease, I don't see where you're going to make your money back. But a lot of people used to go to school to learn something they could apply toward their career or a job to make money.
Right.
And now it's almost like it's
going to school is the profession.
Yeah. Used to people look down on folks that didn't have any money, and now it's people look down on folks that's got some money.
Right.
But they worked for it.
And if you go to school too long, you'll be brainwashed. So this is me talking. I've got a college degree. I listened to all that stuff. I disagreed with it when I heard it. But when they stand up and they tell you that there is something wrong with you if you believe in religion, if they stand up and tell you that there's something wrong with you if you don't believe in redistribution of wealth to people who don't work, right. They tell you there's something wrong with you if you don't agree with them totally to become almost a socialistic, communistic country. I don't understand how on earth this education system holds together when our children are being taught this garbage. Well, and when they teach you garbage about a lot of things, it just gets me upset.
I don't know so much about our state colleges as far as that goes. Because
there's instructors in there that do that. They spit it out, man.
We got this Gomer over in I'm sorry, I'm calling him Gomer, but this guy over in Auburn now. You heard about him?
Yeah.
He won't say War Eagle, and he hates the police. And is he
still there?
Yeah. They said he was African American, but this looked like a white boy with a cap.
It doesn't matter what his race is, guys.
Uh-huh.
What matters is the venom that he's spitting out.
Exactly.
When you tell the children, when you work real hard, you send your child to any school, Alabama, Auburn, whatever, and they get those kind of signals. It's going to get them confused.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion. There's an old rock song from ELO called Confusion. Go listen to it sometimes. Mm-hmm. It will tell you confusion is a problem, and children can be confused when they get all these bad signals. We've got to be careful, especially with the millennials and the Generation X and all these others that are Z or whatever it is.
Well, I saw a lot of people who said they were not going to send checks anymore until the guy was gone. But I'm sure if they they just hired him, and you would have thought they would have said, say, you like Auburn, don't you? You're going to go to the ball game and holler War Eagle, aren't you? I mean, usually that'll get you hired. I mean, you know, they...
Well,
same thing with Alabama.
You know, a good jest, man. We need Auburn. We need Alabama.
Yeah.
We need our ball games. We need all this camaraderie and all this competition. We love each other. We hate each other, but it's in a good sense. But to tell people that the police need to be hated and destroyed or eliminated, that's insanity.
Who do you call when you're in distress?
I guess you call a coroner.
Right. Everybody says, the police don't show up until after the crime. Well, that's why you have enough common sense and ability to protect yourself.
Well, and the thing is,
as well,
they may have to privatize the police. And I can hear the phone ringing at the police station. The guy picks up the phone.
Right. Yeah, hello, police. What you got there? Say you got a murder? All right. Well, that's going to cost you $2,500 up front. What? Huh? Yeah, we'll take a card. Yeah, we'll be out there. Yeah, we'll be out there later. Yeah, about 6 hours. We can make it.
The police company down the street can do it for $1,700, man.
yeah. But see what you get when you get those guys. They don't even have, like, matching uniforms.
Hey, they're calling somebody with a 49 Saturday night special.
Uh-huh.
They come in cheaper, you know.
I mean, it's just, it's some, sure, we can try this, but, yeah, think about what's going to happen. Think about how far out in left field we'll get.
There's a reason that rules exist.
And did you see the thing where the U-Haul truck pulls up to the Apple store?
Yeah.
They just kicked the window in and they start shoveling stuff into the back of the... They went.
Why don't these guys try harder at other things than looting? It sounded like they had a pretty good plan. They got that group of people together, I think, in like 30 minutes is what I heard on
Maybe
the
they need to have the looting Olympics.
The looting Olympics.
Yeah, not since Helsinki.
All right.
Wrong with this country. Uh-huh. Something's wrong with this country. It's not what it used to be. You know, all of us that have worked real hard, we want to conserve our assets. That's why I'm an asset preservationist. I don't think that good times are going to continue at this rate. You've got to conserve what you got if you're within 5-10 years of retirement. You've absolutely, in my opinion, need to start locking it in. In other words, what the cable guy says, get her done, I say, get her locked in. Lock in the value, and if the market goes up, we go up. But if it don't take the risk of all this craziness that's going on. We don't know what's going to end up. What if Trump loses, guys? What if he loses? What's going to happen?
It's going to be bad. I think
what happened to the stock market?
I think Democrats will get in and they'll eventually turn on each other and start eating their young, and they'll have to be put down. I'm serious. they're nuts now. And I'm still.
I get it. And
you know, David, I've thrown this out several times. And I don't want to ride nobody. I don't want to get after nobody. I don't want to make fun of you. But if you are a Democrat, dyed in the wool, been voting Democrat since mom and them, call us and tell us, is this what you signed up for? Is this your vision of what the Democratic Party should be doing to help America? I'd love to hear
from you. You know, I think that there's a lot that didn't sign up for that. You know, look back. You could see some of the other Democrats that got in there, like Carter, who was so scared he was shadow, he wouldn't do anything. Then you had Clinton, who, you know, was just a playboy, or thought he was. but at least he did go along with some of the centralist stuff. In other words, with the Republican Party, he knew how to work by parties. This group that's in there now, they wouldn't know how to work with bipartisanism if he hit them in the face. All they know is, let's go left wing, let's go AOC.
Uh-huh.
They should have come up with a cheerleader group, you know, screaming AOC, AOC. That's what I want to be, you know.
And
you can come up with some more crazy stuff.
The only thing I can suggest for Nancy Pelosi is a 12-step program. She's out there, man. She you see pictures of her on there drunk and walking around and trying to talk. That one where she talks about they come in the house with doggy doo on their shoes. I mean, she was lit.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden.
Well, you know they have those big parties when they pass that cash around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The briefcases. Look, you don't go into politics making $170,000 to $190,000 a year and come out multi-billionaire without some help with a briefcase.
I've often said that. And do you know that she has been in Washington since JFK was assassinated?
Wow.
No.
Career politician.
I know.
She looks like she's pretty ancient.
Well, she's 80, but she's been in politics. She's been a
professor. Wonder how many millions of dollars she's got in her briefcase.
Oh, Lord.
I remember looking up her net worth. I think it was around $20 million, something like that.
I bet it's more than that. I'm going to look it up now.
Let's look at it.
She spent a lot of it, probably.
Yeah.
Probably head function. They probably have a lot of it hidden, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we cannot trust the system like it is. You can't trust the stock market to stay up where it's at right now. And the reason mainly is because no one's really working, and the unemployment rate's still pretty high. And the numbers, you can't believe the numbers. We can't believe the numbers about the virus. We can't believe the numbers about wearing a mask. We can't believe the things they say about the vaccine. We can't believe anything that the doctors like Fauci and Burks, they say. We can't believe anything. It all doesn't make any sense. And let me tell you guys, I used to work in a laboratory. I've talked to a lot of laboratories lately. Those tests are not exactly what they should be. And, you know, they'll say over in another country, they'll say, well, the United States seems to be having a lot more of these things than we had. You know why? Even though our tests are horrible, and theirs were like just archaically horrible,
mm-hmm.
ours are showing more results. That's the reason why we're saying we have more. Can't anybody add any more? Can't anybody understand that that is fake news?
Well, here, add this.
They're lying on it.
Add this.
Primed and ready to go.
Nancy Pelosi is she's the majority leader, right?
Yep.
Speaker of the House.
She's the Speaker of the House.
Her salary per year is $193,400. Now, okay.
How'd she get $20 million?
Well, she ain't got $20
million. How much did she
get? She got $120
million. Wow.
And that's lowballing it.
Okay, excuse me.
That's lowballing it, too, because her husband.
Maybe she was selling cosmetics on the side.
Yeah, Mary Kay or something. Yeah, you're probably right.
She needs to change brands, whatever it is.
It's
not working.
Yeah. She might have been saving. Remember when they used to save them coupons from Raleigh cigarettes? My grandmother used to save the Bel Air, the Raleigh. She didn't even smoke. And she just get people to give them to her. And she saved the little tags off the back of potato chips.
She never
turned them in. You had to turn them in to get stuff.
Yeah.
But she just never got around to turning them in. When she passed away, there was like thousands of these things.
You're like, I could have gotten a duffel bag.
We could have sent her to Peru or something, you know. But I tell you what.
So Matthew, you're of a younger group. What do you think young people could do or listen to stay in the right group in this economy? What do you think they should be doing?
I mean, in this economy, someone my age, I wouldn't specifically recommend that they do exactly what we do. But someone that's
exactly.
close to retirement age needs to call us right now, pick up the phone and dial 279-7431. It'll probably be the best call you have made.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you.
Yes, you can.
Hey.
As far as the younger generation, they need to educate themselves.
Yes.
Yes.
And they need to realize that they are basically being controlled by social media. That's just my
thing. There you go.
There you go.
Very good answer. You know, we are advocates of the stock market, very much so for younger people. Very, very much so. 401ks, you know, whatever. But as you approach, it's just like if you're in a speeding car going toward a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
You see that you're going to hit that wall, that wall, potential wall of a disastrous slowdown in the economy at the time that you may need the money. That's what we're talking about. Put the brakes on, take some evasive action. But when you're younger and you're going around the speed track and there's no walls in the way, and then maybe a few speed bumps, you're okay. You can survive a crash.
As long as there wasn't something totally, totally catastrophic, you would end up back where you were at least.
The thing about it is, if you had a lot of money and you were young, we might talk to you about it. But if you're typical, you're not going to have a lot of money until you get older because it takes time to build it up, you know,
right.
Unless you inherit it.
There you go.
But if you inherit it, then you may be one of those unlucky few that spend it all in 2 years because that's about 99% of it.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things that we can help folks with. There's a lot of things we can help families with if they want to make sure that their young folks don't go through all the money in 2 years.
Mm.
There's
yeah.
just tremendous amount of things, the way to preserve assets. Asset preservation is the art that we use to paint the picture so that it'll be beautiful for you in retirement and your family.
You want to be like the Bob Ross of asset preservation. We got a lovely little tree here.
Happy little bonus, happy little game.
Paint it right over there. It's your picture. You paint it the way you want. You know that they're on Netflix and that will put you to sleep?
It will.
You can put Bob Ross on 15 minutes, you're out.
That's what the world needs right now. We just need a channel streaming Bob Ross.
More Bob Ross.
24/7.
Yeah. And you got a lovely picture when you wake up.
And you do.
Hey, David.
You know,
he was a drill instructor in the military.
I did not know that.
He was.
And I know that wasn't his national.
No, I swear to you.
He said he's a soft-spoken artist.
And he said after his years of service that he did not want to have to raise his voice or speak.
And I could just hear him. All right, you maggots, we're going to need some purple ochre and some blue here. Yeah. Your mama's home waiting for you. Yeah. You're going to go and cry to her. Don't cry to me. we got some other stuff coming up this week. Tomorrow night, what were we talking about? What are we going to talk about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, we're going to talk a little bit about talk radio, the history of talk radio, and why it's a good tool for folks that want to get the truth. It's sort of like a continuous saga of fake news. But this is unfake news. It's sort of like the un-cola. The un-cola of cola.
All right.
The unfake of fake.
The unfake.
The unfake.
Don't get bit by a snake.
It might not be unfake. All right, now that's tomorrow. And then Wednesday, we're going to be back in with something. I'm not sure yet. Of course, Thursday is Terry Adams will be here. And that's always a lot of fun. And then Friday, we have one of our special high-quality reruns that we do. Yeah, and, you know, I listen to them, and I hear what we're doing. And I say, hey, that worked pretty good. Yeah, we'll do that again. But it's about that time, David, if you want to take about a minute and wrap her up.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things that it's hard to believe or not to believe. We hear so many different things out there. You know, so most of the time people, you know, tend to shy away from things that seem threatening to them. You know, that's the silent majority says, well, I'm not going to speak up right yet. I'll pull the lever for the vote, and that's when I speak up. Hopefully that'll be the way it is. But, you know, people are a little afraid of Antifa. We're a lot afraid of them. People are afraid of all kinds of different things. You know, there's some radicals out there. They're crazy. They want to burn everything up, burn everything down, get you to change the way you think because that's the way they want you to think. But here at Earnest Financial, we don't want you to change the way you think. We just want you to change the way you're taking risk if you're older. We want you to change the way you're taking risk so you won't have to worry about whether you can exist later in retirement. We want you to keep your money. We want you to keep your assets. And we want you to be happy and live happily ever after on your money forever and ever. That's what asset preservation is all about.
Matthew, you
want to 279-7431.
Never mind.
He did it.
Got it in there for you. All right, well, we're going to take it on out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow evening. You'll be back in studio tomorrow, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
That is the plan.
That's the plan. My wife is driving, so I don't know. Maybe a nervous wreck by the time.
You'll be back early.
I'll just take a pill. You'll be okay. All right. Thanks, David. And we will see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I don't care.